This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
The scientists don't like magic aboard my ship.
No, I'm sure you prefer traitors to magic. All right.
A traitor lurks in the shadows.
Because you don't turn your back on your friends, your family.
And the heroes must find a way to root out the evil.
I worked really hard for this early on in the game. I have this spider venom that I've been waiting to use this whole time.
Remember from 24 episodes ago?
I knew I should have never given it to him.
Tempers will flare.
What?
I'll kill you, and it starts strangling him, slamming his head against the bulkhead like, I'm fired! They're punching him in the face!
Please don't!
And a new mystery will rise.
The dock where the boat would moor has been destroyed.
There's been some treachery here. This isn't right.
The adventure continues now.
Hey everybody, it's me, Skid / Galabras. Want to really thank all you listeners for being so awesome, and in particular welcome all of our new listeners. We have a lot of new listeners from Europe, which is fantastic. We're very happy about that. In particular, for some reason, we appear to be really popular in Finland. We were the number one game-related podcast in Finland for like a day. And I don't know if that's a quirk in the analytics or what, but either way, I just want to say a hearty kiitos to the people of Suomi. And I personally would like to express my admiration for and fascination with pesäpallo, otherwise called Finnish baseball. And if you haven't seen any pesäpallo, I highly recommend it. It's like if baseball was set in Alice in Wonderland, and everyone's wearing NASCAR pit crew jumpsuits. It's amazing. And in fact, we are so popular in Finland that you may ask, are we, the Glass Cannon, Finnish ourselves? No, we're not Finnish. In fact, we're just getting started. And in that spirit, I present to you our latest episode in which our heroes investigate Tog, the half-orc boatman. So please enjoy episode 38... Tog of War.
There is a mutiny in the cabin of the captain. Lork has grabbed Tog, grappled him, and Rag, who slightly towers over Lork, gets right up to you and is like, put him in the cage. And he grabs him with you and starts pulling him out to through the chart room.
I'm going to say Lork's not, he's not thinking. Gormley's just walking him along.
Gormley's going to be a captain.
We don't. He's fighting against.
We can't put him in a cage.
Why?
That cage. We don't know if he's. We don't know what's going on. That cage is not secure.
Well, you think I'm just going to leave him in there unguarded all night? No, I'll put one of my best men on it. Come on.
Shit.
Halrex is like, oh, what's going on here?
Damn it.
We've got to put Tog in the cage. Here, Halrex, come help us. Halrex jumps in. She helps too. And they start motioning. Are you still helping, Lork?
Yeah.
Okay, and they bring him down. And you go all the way. You take the long way out to the car, like downstairs into the cargo hold, and then back through the gangway. And now you're squeezing through the rowing decks.
And he's just completely
decks.
Silent the whole time, beyond like maybe grunt or fight a little bit. He's not he's saying like, I didn't do anything.
Just leave me alone. What are you doing? I thought we were friends.
Captain, now that you've seen that he is mutinous, a mutineer, as it were. Let me try my plan. Let me use my zone of truth on him. We can question him all we like. We will understand the truth of this.
First, let me get him in the cell. And they get in there, and they walk through the hole and put him in the cell. He picks up the lock and locks it. Now, what are you saying? You want to ask him questions with your magic?
With your permission.
All right. All right. And the only reason I'm doing this is because he struck your friend. Tog, I don't know what's wrong with you, what got into you, but you know we can't tolerate that on this ship. You've never been like this before. What are you trying to hide? I'm not trying to hide nothing. I just don't like these people asking me questions. Has nothing to do with them. This is an us thing. Meaning like orc stuff. Orc and half orc thing.
Captain, as angry as I am at this lousy bastard here, I don't know that... I can't say I know for sure that he didn't get meat that might have purposefully not been drugged. Do you think maybe we should have the cook in here too, while we've got the magic going?
Just be lucky that I'm allowing this with one of them.
All right. But I just want to look for efficiency is all.
I understand that. All right.
I understand that you're not really interested in finding out what's going on. I understand.
Just don't like magic aboard my ship.
No. I'm sure you prefer traitors to magic. All right. Gormley.
What did you
from
say?
What I understand, you have 3 minutes.
Gormley.
You know a lot about
1 minute per cleric level.
So I'm standing at the cage. This is Gormley, if you will. And so I don't know how to say this in non-metagaming terms, but I would like you to evil eye him for his saves and
misfortune,
yeah.
Yeah. Were you Gormley? Were you look at him funny?
Yeah, do that voodoo that you do so well.
The right. Voodoo that you do so well.
I'll look at Targ funny. Evil eye for saves. DC 15.
Okay. And he saves with a 16.
Cackle.
So 2 rounds. So 12 seconds.
And I'm going to misfortune.
So you're okay. I see what you mean. So I have to roll to it. 14
fails
okay. Misfortune.
So you can just stand there laughing.
I'm just going to keep cackling.
Just laughing while I'm asking these questions.
I hope you have to roll a concentration check.
So, all right.
So you cast Zone of Truth.
So I fall to my knees, my hands clasped with my butterfly holy symbol.
Rag is very uncomfortable. Halrex is even more uncomfortable.
So Desna, please grant your favor. Let only the truth be spoken here this eve. Roll will save.
Okay. Roll two.
And mine, you have minus two to save.
Right. One pass, one fail.
Okay. 3 minutes. He has to tell only the truth. Anyone is free to ask a question.
To be fair, he does not have to tell the truth.
He can avoid answering
yes.
questions.
He can plead evade. The fifth. Yes, he can plead the fifth.
Now, is this on, this is on an area, right?
Yes.
So yeah. Halrex and the captain also have to tell the truth.
That's, well, they have to see if they save.
Should they? I mean, not that we're not going to interrogate them, but they could.
Honestly, like we should all like roll saves, all except right. me.
Will save?
Will yeah. save?
Okay.
Well, you know what? You can also just walk out of the zone of truth, too.
Yeah.
So you could beforehand be like, everyone step
it's
back.
It's pretty big, though. It's like, what is it? It's 30 feet. Yeah.
Plus, it gives Galabras a moment.
So what's the DC? Because I think I saved.
15.
So Galabras.
All right, so if they ask me anything that would, like, about, like, did you go down that trapdoor? Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Like, I would.
You fail?
No, I passed. Oh, so yeah, I would be able to lie.
So, yeah, if you want to stay in the room, you can. You have to roll the save. If you want to just let Galabras be in there.
Grumman failed. Say.
Okay.
So you're the girl may stay in it.
Okay.
I don't even want to give you ideas.
I thought of some.
Baron failed and he thinks, he looks at Galabras.
You're in the room. He's immediately like, Galabras, I've loved you my whole life.
Why can't I quit you?
I watched you bathe in that pool.
All his dark secrets start coming.
I watched you bathe in the Hope Spring.
It actually has nothing to do with the spell. He's just like afraid that he's going to say things, so he starts spilling.
No, Baron kind of wants to. Would he know that he's failed?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. He would know that, like, if he was asked a question to which he would lie, he's unable to lie.
But I can evade it, right?
Yeah. You can just say, like, nothing.
Right, yeah.
Right. But you would assume that it's just...
But that would immediately be suspicious.
Galabras right. only has 3 minutes, and he's going to probably direct his questions directly towards...
I kind of want to leave because I don't want to be asked about that ledger.
Can't leave. I already failed to save.
All right, I'm in.
All right.
Halrex leaves, Rag stays.
All right.
And Halrex is pissed.
Oh, I bet she is.
And she's standing far away, just kind of like looking through the hole in the wall, yeah, watching what's going on.
And remember, she has some sort of hang-up about Tog. Something's going
on. This is blasphemy, Rag. This is blasphemy. You shouldn't allow this bullshit on your ship. Who's the captain here? You or these idiots?
You don't sound like you're in the other room. You need to do a little better mic work.
Who's the captain here? You or these fools?
Slightly you realize better. That even if you leave the room,
you're the on a wireless mic.
You're on a wireless mic, Troy.
Who's the captain here?
Much better, much better, much better.
Wait,
much
too
better.
Far. That was too far. Who's it? No.
All right, we get the gist.
Okay, and as I've done before in Pathfinder games, you will actually be timed.
Oh, God.
Three minutes. So give yourself a second. You have 15 seconds, and I'll let you know when you can begin.
Okay.
This is exciting.
Make sure you ask about the food, the lock, if he opened the key, if it was open when he got there.
Five.
And how we got on the boat.
Four. The railing.
Two, one, go.
Did you leave the meat for the gorilla? The creature.
I already said that I left the meat.
Did you witness Gosnock pour the poison or the drugs on the meat before you took it?
I saw him with my own eyes.
Do you know anything about the railing that was sabotaged?
I know it broke.
You don't know anything about how it broke, how it happened?
Probably from your fat friends leaning on it.
All right. Let's get Gosnock down here.
You and Halrex have had an interesting relationship, haven't you?
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You tell me.
Who's asking the questions here?
What is your relationship with Halrex?
My relationship with Halrex is very nice.
Please.
I don't like this.
Captain, is it allowed for the crew to be sleeping with the lieutenants on board?
Absolutely not.
Tog?
Are you sleeping?
Have you had a romantic relationship with Halrex?
Yes. Exactly.
Define romantic.
Sexual.
Penis and vagina.
Did you write her a love poem?
How much penetration? Full or less?
It all happened really quickly.
I bet it did.
No, not like that. No.
It was a sort of truth.
No, it took a long time.
We used up our 3 minutes laughing.
Yeah. Should we ask about
He's the... like, he looks like you're like mind melding him. He's like, trying to fight.
Who do you think might be a saboteur on this boat?
You.
Why?
Because you're new and no one else is. And we've never had a problem on this boat before the four of you set foot on it. Isn't that right, Rag?
Yeah, but the only dangers have come at our expense. They've come putting one of us at risk. Why would we do that to ourselves?
You don't trust me. What makes you trust them?
Who?
Your friends.
I've been through a lot with them.
Well, I've been through a lot with these people.
Yeah, but you haven't been through a lot with us. Why would you want to kill us?
I don't.
Do you have any other masters besides Rag?
Good question, Baron.
There was one night where we played a game. And I let her be the master.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, shit.
But other than that, no.
God damn it. Yeah, this is all misdirect. Yeah. Red herring, as they say in the business.
Or a 50 Shades of Grey herring, as it were.
And 3 minutes.
Oh, shit.
All right, so if he doesn't know anything... Do we want to somehow contrive to, like, Lork forgive him so he can get out of the cage?
No, I'm just going to say, Captain, I'd like to speak with you in private with my friends here. Can we leave this cage guarded for the time being?
Sure.
I basically want to tell him that I don't think the guy is guilty of anything. We should let him go, but not in front of him just yet. Right. I want to...
Yeah.
Let's talk out there. We'll just go down the end of the hall.
We can't have Halrex guarding the cage. We need someone else.
Of course. This is another problem I'll have to deal with later, clearly. Halrex, go upstairs and get me...
Get the new guy, right?
Get me Barker.
Yeah, the new guy.
The new guy.
Yeah, they probably haven't forged a strong relationship yet, I don't think.
Get me Barker.
Harrocks is like, all right. What were you talking about in there?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Harrocks will discuss it later. Just go get me Barca. And she leaves. And now it's like the four of you not down the other end of the hall, sort of in front of the door where the cargo hold is.
Without the captain? Or with...
No, with the captain.
Yeah, yeah. So
Howarx went up to get Barca.
Basically want to say, I think we might have been mistaken about Targ. He's got a bit of an attitude problem, but that's not a crime.
He's not a traitor. He's not a mutineer, as far as we can tell.
So you can tell with a 3-minute spell whether or not he's completely innocent.
He told the truth. We know it.
Well, I don't know that he's completely innocent. I mean, why would he... What would be the penalty if you were to find out that he... If you were to... Since you did find out that he's having a romantic relationship with Halrax.
Oh, that's a whole different set of problems. Right now, he's being punished for striking another member of my crew. Because like I told you on day one, you're not just passengers on this boat. You're part of the crew. And one thing I don't tolerate in the least is you striking another member of the crew. So he's going to sit in the new brig at least overnight. Captain. And I'll see how I feel in the morning.
Captain.
Not to mention this other romantic stuff.
Captain.
Yes.
I know that you will want to have him kept under guard, yes?
Yes.
Problem is, we don't know if any of the other passengers, any of the other crew on board is the traitor or not. Therefore, I suggest that one of us be left to guard him overnight.
I give you my word, Captain. I'd... Were any dangers to come up, I'd simply detain him. I'd do no lethal damage.
Not lethal damage.
Here's my ruling. One of you with Barca.
Okay. Agreed.
Fine.
I'll see you in the morning.
So when he leaves, Lork is like, the other thing we have to consider is that Halrax is the traitor. Now, she, you know, I guess you would tell us about your conversation, right?
I told you before.
Yeah. So we could, I mean, she, there was nothing overt about it, but, like, it's possible that she is asking Tog to do some shit. Now, he basically, in his own of truth, said that he didn't do certain things, which leads me to believe that he's clean, but...
I didn't like how he answered the lock question.
No, I agree.
He was evasive about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he was evasive about a couple things, but he wasn't... The one thing that I think he was most evasive about is when you said, when you asked him who, if he had any other masters.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was just Troy being funny or if it was him being evasive.
Right.
You know, and like finding a clever way to say that, but like she could
Can I roll
be
a sense motive
master,
on that answer post time?
His master on this boat.
Might be a little too late.
Like she might be giving him orders.
Well, the other, in his zone of truth, he said that he delivered the meat. He said that he saw Goshnak put something on the meat. So we know that that happened. So I think we need to talk to Goshnak.
Yeah, yep, yep.
But the other question is, so you're one of us has to be down here with Barca.
Yeah, I mean, I want it to be Lork, if it's cool with you guys. Just sure. Because physically, like if anything happens.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And you don't require the rest that the casters do, right?
Exactly, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you can just get, did you use any powers?
I have no daily
powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense. You won't be able to sleep, so you'll be... Does that make you fatigued if you don't get 8 hours sleep?
It's up to you. It's your ruling. I could drink a 5-hour energy.
Do you have one of those on your character sheet?
God damn it.
Show me on your character sheet. I think there's a rule for it, but I can't remember. I think there would be... If you definitely don't sleep... Now, if you work out a deal with Barca where you're going to take shifts, maybe you can work something out.
Or,
you probably won't want to do
or
that.
With another member of the team, the Wet Bandits.
You could have, I don't like this self-applying.
Oh, yeah, you and Baron could take shifts
yeah.
and just not get a full night's rest.
Yeah, that's fine with me as long as Baron like stayed like 10 feet away, just kind of like...
I get the sense of like doesn't kick, trust Baron.
Like what? No. I don't want him to get grabbed. I'm saying stand 10 feet away, like lean like a sheriff, like leaning back in a chair, just twirling a gun, looking in the cage, like try something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or is he going to do Gene Hackman and Unforgiven?
No,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Give
go
him
ahead,
the gun.
Take it.
I'm going to be like Andy Griffith, and I'm going to let him out of the jail cell and teach him a lesson about life at the end of the day.
What time is it now, Troy?
It's late.
It's late?
Yeah, so, you know, you've got...
like what one time?
9?
No, it's like 1 a.m.
Really?
1 a.m.? We just finished dinner.
I don't know, I just had to give you an answer.
Yeah, well, give us a better answer than that.
Troy, this isn't when you eat. Like, this is when
you have
sailors
a way stranger schedule
when
than
people who
else.
Get up early in the morning eat.
Right. The the I guess the point I'm trying to make is it's bedtime soon.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it's not like you have an hour or hours to figure this all out. You've got 10-15 minutes.
All right, so I'll do the first shift. You do the late shift. Well, actually, how about I'll do the late shift, you do the first shift, and what I'm thinking is why don't you just offer them some whiskey? Sometimes that can be even better than magic.
Yeah. Yeah,
especially about romantic shit. Just give him a little whiskey and be like, she just like acted like she didn't even know you, man.
You know, guys, I worked really hard for this early on in the game. I have this spider venom that I've been waiting to use this whole time.
Remember from 24 episodes ago?
I knew I should have never given it to him.
So I was just thinking about putting it in the whiskey and calling it something like the Texas Two-Step.
Killing him.
I just want to kill him. We could kill him.
I mean, making him fall asleep would give us the opportunity to get into the hold. Is that what you're trying to do?
No. I was just saying that, you know, like to get some information out of it. He gets a little drunk and sad or something. I don't know.
It's possible. Yeah, I like it.
But an alternative is he might just pass out, which would be a great option for early morning.
Yeah, if you just keep feeding him whiskey. If we get our 8 hours now. If we can get up before everyone else does.
Just pre-dawn.
But Barker will be there, too.
Oh, right. Barker will be there the whole time. Yeah.
Get him drunk, too. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, that seems like our best option. And if we read the situation in the morning that it's too risky,
we can delay. Let's do shifts, see what happens. You guys maybe ask Goshnak a couple questions, or if you want to do it in the morning, it's up to you.
I think you should do it in the morning because he already likes you. But you'll be working with him in the morning.
I think Halrox is probably commiserating about what happened and telling the rest of the crew now. So we've lost some of the element of surprise of asking people.
I don't think she necessarily is telling the other crew.
Oh, because she's
embarrassed. She doesn't know she broke the rules.
She doesn't know that we know that she broke the rules yet, unless he's talking to her now. But
I bet you she suspects.
Yeah. Like if she knows he was being magically compelled to tell the truth, and. Okay. She might suspect that.
Either way, she bosses around the crew. She wouldn't like be like, "I'm in trouble, guys."
Yeah.
All right.
I just need to vent.
Well, I mean, look, like we need to further define her role on the ship, her relationship with Rag. I mean, they've been together 10 years. You would think that they'd be like really solid, but like she's the only full orc on this boat. We are. Like sworn enemies of orcs. Mm-hmm. We're going into orc territory. For all she knows, he could have confided in her in some pillow talk that we are setting out to like stop an orc rebellion from them taking back their lands. You know what I mean? Like all signs point to like her being a serious suspect.
Also compel crew members to do her bidding too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. She could have a minion do the railing thing and not even know maybe they were doing something wrong or whatever. And like, she could be a mastermind behind it. Now, you know, I don't want to get too paranoid, but, like, we just need to further define, like, what her relationship is with Rag and how long she's been here and if she has any loyalty to any particular orc tribes.
And who else has she done the no-pants flute dance with?
Exactly.
Right.
She just do it willy-nilly?
All right,
so who's got first shift?
Baron.
Baron's got first shift, and
so I'm going to go get like 4 hours of sleep,
and I'm going to go sleep too.
4 or 5 hours.
Yeah,
a gentleman's 4.
Gormley and I are going to sleep together.
You wish.
Guys, work this out off air.
Hey, you gave it a shot.
So you know, Gormley and Galabras, it's a very similar scene. You go in there, and Gosnak's already asleep under the hammock under the stairs.
Check his chest.
And then
all that guy does is cook and sleep.
Yeah.
How could he possibly be the guy?
And drug meat.
Remember the first night he fell out and Gormley just levitated up into the city.
Yep.
And then there's still a couple guys gambling upstairs. For the most part, people are turning in and out. But you eventually are able to fall asleep even above the din of their tomfoolery. Meanwhile, Baron, you are down there with Barca, and he is not pleased to be on guard duty, to have to miss a night of sleep, and also to have to guard what he considers to be a comrade.
Does he ask me any questions, or is he just grumbling in the corner?
He's sitting in the corner, like nodding in and out of sleep.
I offer him a drink of whiskey.
He takes it, but doesn't even like thank you or acknowledge it. He just takes it, swigs it, and doesn't give it back unless you ask for it.
I just let him go and drink as much as he wants.
He's just drinking it. Half of it's going on his clothing, but he's, you know, nursing the bottle, and he's already tired, so he's kind of going. He's kind of going in and out. You never feel like he's passed out, but he's like in and out, watching to see if Rags checking in on him.
Cool.
And meanwhile, Tog is just sitting in the corner, sulking, scowling. Won't even make eye contact with you.
I have no idea what to say to either of them.
It's tough, man. It's really tough. But if you got nothing, then just let the time pass, guarding them.
Yeah, I'll just let the time pass.
Nothing of note happens. Eventually, Barca falls asleep. And keeps waking up, like, with a start, because he's afraid... you know, straightens himself up in case Rag comes in so he doesn't get in trouble. Doesn't end up in the brig with Tog. And Tog is like in a weird vigil where he doesn't, you never see him sleeping. He's just like sulking and staring at the wall. Maybe you like look at him sometimes and catch him glancing sideways at you, and then he goes back to staring at the wall. And then Lork comes down to take his shift.
I let him know nothing happened. It was uneventful.
And, Lork, you see much of the same throughout the night. The only difference being Tog, you catch him glaring at you from time to time since you guys came to fisticuffs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at him pretty serious. I'll pull up, like, a stool or something in the area so I can kind of just sit down next to the cage. And I'm going to kind of, put... two elbows on two knees, just kind of lean over, look at him in the cage, be like, I've had a little experience with sabotage before. It's a long time ago. I was only a boy at the time. I grew up on the streets in Trunau, where they... they don't treat half orcs very well, you know. But there's plenty of humans on them streets too that are orphans. They don't got family, and you just kind of got to make your own way. And I was in a small group who, we looked out for each other, you know. We helped each other get food, and we had each other's back when things went wrong. Yeah, you had to be in some sort of a gang, or else you'd get eaten alive. And sure, it was rough, and sure there were arguments within the gang all the time, but it didn't mean you didn't. You didn't trust one another to a certain extent. You didn't help each other out. Well, one time there was a human boy in that group who... well, he sold us out. He sold off where our food stores were to another gang, and they took everything we had. And I tracked him down. I found him. And I strangled him to death in the street. I didn't think twice, because you don't turn your back on your friends, your family. If I get any whiff that you had anything to do with sabotaging this boat, I'll track you down and I'll strangle you to death in the street. And then he just stands up, walks away, leans on the wall at the other side of the room. Just kind of looks away.
And you hear brother and I will listen to.
What is that?
I was just saying that my brother and I are orphans too.
Yeah? A lot of us are.
I didn't do anything wrong, you know.
I don't think you did. But I don't like deception. I like to trust people, especially other half-orcs. I like to believe that we can band together against these humans, these orcs, that might try to split us apart. That's all I'm saying.
Sorry I punched you.
It's all right. Sorry I jumped on you just because you weren't very friendly. Well, being not friendly to strangers is no crime.
I just didn't want to get her in trouble.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I've had a few in my time, believe me.
None like her.
She's that good, huh?
She'd turn a human green.
He actually laughs at that. Like, literally, Lork laughs.
How long you been with her?
Just a little less than a month now. We've been just kind of carrying on when no one's looking. I don't know. I knew we couldn't get away with it, but I just thought it would make the time on the sea go by quicker. I didn't want her to get in trouble. I didn't want to look disfavorably upon my brother, the only family I have, since he got me on this boat to begin with. I don't know. We're distrustful of strangers by nature, as I'm sure you can understand.
Of course.
I meant no harm, and now look at me.
She does. Well, you're just in here overnight.
Yeah, that's what you think. You'll end up throwing me and her overboard. You don't fuck around with Rag Blood Tusk. I've seen him rip a man's arms off when he got mad. I've seen him wield that kukri to devastating effect. The only time he doesn't do it is when the PCs need help.
So you...
Oh, shit.
You think...
It screws with the whole CR of the encounter. But I'm just... Maybe I'm just tired talking.
She don't gotta like her. She don't gotta be our friend, but... You don't think she'd try to go behind Rag's back, have us killed, do you?
Never.
All right. Well, your secret's safe with me, and the captain may have his suspicions after our little interrogation, but I'm sure that she can hold her own, so I'll give you some advice. Just keep your mouth shut. Don't answer any questions. Don't try to lie. Just say you don't know. Plausible deniability.
He just kind of nods his head.
Johnny Corcoran.
Johnny Lorcoran.
And, within maybe an hour or so, after that, half an hour, he eventually goes to sleep, his conscience feeling slightly better.
Did Barca hear any of this, by the way?
Barca was out, okay. In and yeah. out, but like...
I sort of imagined him like drooling on his own chest just with like whiskey
stinking
stain.
Of whiskey.
Yeah.
It was a nice combination of having Baron come in and liquor him up, and then Lork speak half-orc to half-orc.
Yeah.
Good job. And it isn't long after that, and you don't feel like super rested, but you're woken up by the sound above deck of movement back and forth. And eventually Rag comes down and kind of motions to you and says, everything okay?
Yeah, he's fine. I think he learned his lesson here.
How did Braca do? Blanca? Braca?
Oh, he did great.
I'm thinking of Street Fighter, Blanca.
Yeah. Blanca, yeah.
He did this strange roll attack at me. Hit me several times. Stunned me, This wave of electricity went through him. His shock of red hair was astounding.
That's why I brought him on my ship in the first place. His great power.
His two-dimensional fighting skills are astounding.
Well, unless you're interested in staying here, I'm going to have men coming in and out of here all morning. We'll be at the outpost within the hour once we shove off.
Yeah, I don't want to start working on this wall and then have these knights breaking down the small amount of work we did. So, look, I'm sorry it might look unattractive, but let's leave the hole for now. We'll let them get their stuff out of here, and we'll fix the hole tonight.
Well, I trust your dwarf. To use his craftsmanship. The rails are already looking much better. It seems like he's got some sort of plan there to build some fishing equipment, so I'm sure whatever he's done up there, he'll do just as good a job down here. I trust you. It's not like another ape's going to break out of there.
And as for Tug, I talked to him a bit, and I think he's a bit regretful about what happened, and And if it means anything coming from me, I think maybe you let him go and we forget about this for now. We'll keep an eye on him, of course, but I think I provoked him, to be honest with you, and it was below an officer, and I'm trying to act a little better than I have.
Well, I appreciate your input. I'm going to talk to Halrex this afternoon, and once I get that cleared up, I think we could probably let him come back in with the appropriate apology and an understanding. But if you think he's clean, I will take that under advisement, and I'm sure this afternoon after our stop, I might be able to let him out. All right. Think it's the worst thing in the world to let him sweat a little longer.
No, it'll probably do him some good.
Give him a smile, pat on the shoulder, kind of up higher.
Right.
I'm not used to get a lot of guys bigger than me. Yeah. Right. And then I walk
You better get used to him. Yeah. This is only this book two.
Yeah, of Giant Slayer.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about your fisherman checks because there's enough nets that'll get you through the end of this day. So you guys will have to fish again tomorrow.
The Drake had to be like a 20-ton creature,
and you have the gorilla.
These guys are okay. There's lots of meat.
I don't know how many of the people are going to want to eat the drugged gorilla meat, but they
allegedly drugged.
Cook it under a high heat.
Kill
the bacteria.
It'll taste like nothing, but at least it'll be safe.
This food tastes magical, Calabrus.
If we get it to 145 degrees, we should be fine.
If you don't eat ape medium rare, it's not worth eating at all.
Yeah. But Gormley, you will need to look out. You'll be expected up there. As your conversation is ending with Rag, the morning rowers are already coming down, getting ready. And then there's another guy, one of the other half-orcs is going in to like prepare the armory. You see him talking to Tog, and Barca leaves. So you assume he's probably the next shift coming in. And it's a one that you haven't been formally introduced to yet. His name is Ural.
So not Urag.
Ural. U-R-U-L. Ural. He's coming down. You would assume he's switching shifts with Barca, but you also see him like gathering things and getting them ready for the stop.
Is he a half-orc?
Half-orc. Yes, they're all half-orcs.
Is he youngish? Is he a similar age to the other guys?
He seems to be a little older.
A little older, okay. Mm-hmm.
Ural. And so he's relieved Barca and is also preparing for the stop. Gosnak, you can head to the kitchen and do stuff. And then you'll be expected up in the crow's nest.
You want me to roll the checks or you want me to just...
Well, I'll let him resolve his cooking stuff. But right when you... What were you going to say?
Well, while I'm cooking, I was going to ask Gosnak. Gosnak, we were told that it was your duty to lace the meat to be fed to the gorilla with the drug. Is that true?
Oh, yes. I do it every morning. Here, I'll show you. And he pulls down all these bottles, and you would know as a cleric that it's like, something that
sedative.
Would fatigue, sedatives. It's like, I do it every morning. I try to make them fed. I don't want to kill them. I just do what Rag told me to do. I have it right here. But I heard that he came to an untimely end downstairs. It wasn't my fault, though. I did my job. And, Tog brought the food down and everything.
Can I I'd like to take a sample. I just want to make sure that everything... I just want to exonerate you, honestly. I like you.
I'll give it to you, but you got to be very careful. This stuff, you don't even want to let it touch your skin. It'll knock you unconscious. Imagine it only made the gorilla drowsy. It would knock you unconscious, maybe even dead.
I promise I'll be very careful.
Intriguing.
All right. Yes. And he pours a little bit of each into three different vials and gives it to you.
Okay. And I'm going to hold on to those until I can get Baron to look at them with his craft alchemy.
Smart. And then Gosnak is like, hey, I don't know how to say this. I had to tell Rog about the popcorn incident. And, what? I'm sorry,
I'll kill you when I start strangling him. No. Slamming his head against the bulkhead. Like, I'm fucking kill you! Punch him in the face!
No.
Please,
no. I'm sorry, it's just, it's my job. I have to report everything that I do.
No.
And, I'm not. I really like you and everything, and you've already changed the whole cargo hold and made everything a lot easier to find. But I don't need your help today.
No, I understand.
But I know you like to do the devil's work with your friend's food, and. You can absolutely still do that if you want to do your incantation. I'm totally okay with that.
No, it's fine.
Rag said that he spoke with you and that you want to do that.
I don't
do it for the rest of the ship, but
yes, no, it's all right. I wasn't looking forward to cooking or anything. It's not important to me.
Okay, well, again, I'm so sorry.
No need to apologize. No, it's fine.
Meanwhile, it's Galavris crushed.
I am totally crushed. He's crushed. I'll step out and I'll just walk out.
He just kind of walks out. Yeah. Charlie Brown music plays. Okay.
And I make my way down to the cage.
Okay. And you see the similar situation that Lork saw, that I already explained. So you see Ural, you haven't been, you gamed with him the other night, but it's not like he's been one of the guys had a longer conversation with, and he's kind of just gathering spears and chainmail and shit together. Meanwhile, Tog is unconscious, sleeping.
Right.
He's dead! No. Gormley, how do you want to get up to that crow's nest, buddy?
I'm going to climb and use my hair to aid me.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Plus 3.
Let's just say you make it all the way up there. Okay. Rather than have you roll 15 Thanks. Different checks.
Thank you.
What are you going to do? You fall.
Yeah. Minus, feather fall.
Minus 3 to hit. 10 minutes later, the podcast is still going. Yeah, so you make it up there safely. And the ship rows off. Lork, what are you doing during this time?
I am going to Galabras in the kitchens.
Galabras is crushed because he was, and he tells you how
what
he was,
happened.
He was thrown out of the kitchen.
Oh no! Yeah.
He doesn't really want to talk about it, but very politely, Gosnak, you know, he explained to him that he had to tell Rag about the popcorn incident and that his services will no longer be required.
No longer, like not just for the day, like.
Yeah, if you weren't in the bathroom, you would have heard the whole roleplay.
I was roleplaying. I heard it. I was roleplaying as Lork. Come on. Look, sometimes the characters don't hear what happened. Yeah,
that's right.
Baron, what are you doing?
What?
Please.
Excuse me. I just got started. I was going to Galabras, and I was going to say, all right, so he tells me this about like getting thrown out of the kitchen.
Right.
And I'll put a hand on his shoulder and say, oh, book up, friend. Look, we all gotta learn. You're not just experts at everything overnight. It'll take some time, but you'll figure it out. Now.
Lork's like, I've had a dime for every check I've failed.
Exactly. He's like, did you almost kill yourself in the kitchen with a butcher knife to the neck? No, it's all right. You'll live to cook another day.
Can I make a bluff check to mask my tears?
Yeah. Lork, roll a perception check.
All right. Percept, 19.
I love when we roll against each other.
Yeah, it's the best. It's every fun. Once in a while.
You see that I've been crying.
Oh. I'll give him a hug. Lork gives him a hug. Pulls Galabras. It is magical metal armor. His heavy armor. Yeah,
and you know it's not from cutting onions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that a character who hunted down a guy who was in his gang as a child and strangled the life out of him in the middle of the street just hugged a guy for crying about cooking.
Well, he's many years.
That was pretty fucking heavy, Joe.
I love that only I and the listeners know that. And the other party members don't know Lork's
exactly.
story. That's kind of cool.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Sorry, but please don't tell the others.
So I pull him back a little bit and I say, of course not. But look, I need your help. There are some things that I must say I don't understand.
but you are an amazing person. And without your help, I wouldn't be able to do it. I have this feeling that today is a crucial day in my training of Ben Vereen. And I just need a Desna's guiding hand to complete this training so that he can help us in future battles. Will you do that for me, Galabras? Will you show me your talents?
What? yes, fine. Yes, of course, sorry. Yes. Anything to help?
Right, a bit of luck, if you please.
Oh, yes. Desna, grace be with you all.
All right, and then I turn, like literally Ben Vereen is right behind me and Galabras is kind of like on deck because he's been kicked out of the kitchen. And I just turn to this, to the, like the main mast, like the base of the main mast, like right. Where Gormley's up in the crow's nest. And we had been practicing on this like nub at the bottom of it where rope was tied, you know. And I just turn and I just go, attack! And tell him to attack the thing, and we'll see if he learned the trick.
Okay.
So it's a DC 20 for him to learn the trick going forward.
So he'll know it after 3 days. He knows.
No, he will still be iffy for 4 more days. But okay. After 4 more days, I will be guaranteed that he will know it.
Okay. Yeah.
So that
it'll his vocabulary.
And just to be clear, and I mentioned this before, this is not the Pathfinder rule. The Pathfinder rule is like after 7 days, you do the check. But what I was suggesting is a homebrew rule that I've read about, which is after 3 days, you let the player make the check.
It's good for me, too, because I'm terrible at tracking days outside of things that tell me what day it is.
Exactly.
Okay, so.
What is your handle animal bonus?
It's plus 10.
Oh.
So I just need a 10 or higher on either die.
On 2 die.
You want guidance?
Yeah, sure. Well, you're up in the crow's nest.
Gormley!
He looks up.
Gormley, feather falls down. She hops over the side, feather falls down.
Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't think you... Oh, is it touch?
Yeah.
Guidance touch? Okay. Oh, you guys are the best.
So you get a +1 and two.
I rub you on the shoulder.
+1 and 2 die to get a 10 or higher.
9 or higher.
Yeah, 9 or higher.
Get ready for this.
Yeah. Come on, Lord, come on. Here we go. Natural 20.
Oh!
And a 6. So I definitely needed the wisdom of Desna. Yeah.
Natty 20.
Natty 20 to train him.
Maybe you picked the wrong horse with Gorm. Maybe Desna was the way to go.
I'm telling you, man, who have you got more benefit from, Desna or some fucking shitty ass Gorm?
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes, preaching Desna again.
Just saying.
What is
He's going to know attack.
He knows attack.
Yeah, in a certain amount of days, he'll do it flawlessly, but for right now, he's going to know it, which is
cool.
He's making progress. So I say, attack! And he runs at the thing and starts mauling the ropes, and I'm like, oh, go, just stop. All right.
Gormley falls out of the crimson. So Gormley, you go back up.
The rigging just like, twang! It's like, fine.
What is Baron doing during all this?
Baron's actually putting the finishing touches on the railing and the new fishing equipment he's built for the boat, and he's kind of keeping an ear out to see if Haurex walks by.
Oh, okay.
And if she does she?
Yeah, at a certain point, she pokes her head out of the hatch, runs into the chart room, and then is coming back and about to go right back below deck.
I say, Haurex, just one moment of your time. I'm sorry about everything that's been happening, but I wanted to ask you one quick question.
You've got 30 seconds.
I would love
it. She's wearing a watch?
I did gesture like I was wearing a watch. You've got 30 seconds.
I'm going to unveil tonight what I've done. You know, I've been kind of keeping it hidden. And I was wondering if you'd like to make it a big event, a big ceremony, by playing your flute at the unveiling of the new railing and fishing equipment, because I'd love to hear it. It just needs some pomp and circumstance, you know?
You're going to unveil a big thing that you've made on there, and you want me to play my flute?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I can do that. Sure, no problem.
That'd be nice.
Interesting.
That'd be wonderful. I'd love it if you would.
And she goes, gone. Down to go back in the hatch, and before she shuts it, she goes, you know I'm not going to play your flute for you. Idiot. And she slams the hatch.
And so,
and you hear her downstairs, hey, I want you to play a flute.
I love that the person who plays the flute a lot is making fun of me for it. Anyway. The same thing where she calls everyone women. She's such a self-hating person.
Yeah.
She's a weird orc.
So after that, I kind of put the finishing touches on the kind of carvings I've been putting into it, the decorations, which will be unveiled at a later date. And I go to find Galabras and Lork.
And you, yeah, you meet up with them. They're on deck, so they're kind of...
I'm curious. I ask Galavris, because I know he works in the cooking area every day, and he's not there. I said, what happened? Did you learn anything? Did you talk to Gosnock?
I did. I'm not going to go too deep into the entire conversation.
You're real fast now. You got real good at cooking, because you're already done.
he gave me these vials. This is what he claims he put on the meat, and I don't know if you want to check it out with your
that kind of looks familiar to me. So I guess I reckon I
good luck checking it out. Bit of luck, etc.
Bit of luck, etc., etc.
I roll a 17.
A 17 on an alchemy check?
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a particular poison that would, with one dose, can sicken you, and with two doses, can knock you unconscious. With three doses, it could kill you.
Do I know anything as to how that would pertain to a Gurion?
You would know that probably with the Gurion, they were giving
three doses,
multiple doses,
right.
And that's probably what the other two vials are to temper it so that it won't actually kill it, but we'll keep it heavily sedated.
Well, so we know that at the time we killed him, he was sickened, which means he looks like he had the proper dose.
Or was it one less than he was supposed to get?
He's supposed to have unconscious or something?
Was he supposed to be unconscious? Okay, yeah. I misunderstood.
I think there's been a bit of a sleight of hand with Gosnock, potentially.
The door being unlocked, you heard the cage rattling, so you don't know, because you had never went in there before, what the gorilla's state was in.
If they kept him sickened so he couldn't get out, or if they kept him unconscious so he couldn't even attempt
it. Right, because while sickened, he could shake the cage all he wants if it was locked and not get out, but while sickened and he could shake it and the lock fell off, well, then
that's what I think happened, but...
But also, Halrex did seem to be honestly surprised about that there was one on there. And the rest of the crew, we never heard anything. So I would suspect that he's been unconscious. They're keeping it sedated. That way no one suspects.
Wait, it was one for what? One dose for what?
One to sicken, two for unconscious.
And three for death.
Got it. In a normal-sized creature.
Oh, so maybe it's stepped one back for a large creature. Maybe the worst you can do to it is sicken it. Or, I'm sorry, make it unconscious.
Make it unconscious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Meanwhile,
I really
in the crow's nest.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Roll a perception check plus two.
That's a 10.
You roll a 10.
No.
Off in the distance, you can see that you're maybe 15 minutes or so away from the stop. The deck is starting to get busier, so the people that aren't rowing, Rag, he's on the pilot deck, but he's barking orders like, get ready, we're coming up. We're coming up to the weigh station, we're coming up to the weigh station, get ready. Bring up the supplies. Is anyone on deck?
I'm on deck.
I think we're all on deck, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you can all roll perception checks.
Alrighty.
You just see a small building, and a dock is all you can see.
27 ahead. For Lork on the perception.
27? What about Baron and Galabras?
9.
13.
Lork, you can see from the deck that it looks like the dock where the boat would moor has been destroyed.
Oh. What?
And it's not long before the boat gets closer, and you can all see this. Gormley, you see it first, and you're amazed that you didn't see it beforehand because it's pretty clearly broken And
is there smoke?
You don't see any smoke.
Okay.
But Blood Tusk jumps off the pilot deck, goes over to the hatch, opens up the thing, and yells to Halrex to stop rowing.
Rowing, yeah.
He says, there's been some treachery here. This isn't right. I was just here a week ago, 15 days ago, and that dock was sturdy and whole. Something is afoot here. These are good people, the Knights of Ozum. They take care of me, I take care of them. And I'm sure you, he points to Galabras, can understand their importance.
Yes, yes.
I am very concerned about this. And this isn't a money thing. I know I lost money on the gorilla. This isn't about getting money for these supplies. This is about the safety of these people that allow me to traverse their lands. Would you be willing to take a jolly boat ashore and just carefully make sure everything's okay?
Absolutely.
I will tell you that it's probably you might just find death. But be careful. And just feel free to take the jolly boat ashore and we'll wait here for you. Thank you.
Of course. Don't exert yourselves. Just stay here and rest.
All right, angry Skid. Wait, hold on. I just want some clarification on what we're looking at.
Uh-huh.
So it is. Is it a like a market in a town and everything like that? And it's deserted and a broken dock.
No, nope, it is like a way station.
And just a dock and a way station.
A dock and a way station, slightly offshore. And you would think that this is so they can drop off supplies here to bring them inland,
right,
to one to of the castles.
Or castles. Castle, and yeah. And the way station, does it appear like destroyed or?
You're too far offshore at this point. All you can really see is the destruction.
Well, let's get in the boat and hurry up and row to shore.
Yeah.
I hope they don't abandon us here.
Gormley hops down. And comes with you.
And greatly increases our odds of survival, though, to be off this boat.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Are we going armored?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fully armored.
Fully armored.
Armed and armored. As
the boat.
They say.
The jolly boat sinks. Everybody, roll swim checks to drown.
Drink the elixir.
Lork, you have 24 rounds. Okay, so you can see. You jump on the jolly boat and start pushing. I'm sure Gormley's using her hair to row the jolly boat ashore. As you get closer to the dock. You see that a broken pier rises from the gently flowing waters of the river. Its pilings blackened by fire and splintered by what you would assume to be axe.
A single axe?
Well, it just looks, it looks like it's been chopped at.
Okay.
Body spray.
Axe body spray, yes.
Devastating on wood. Corrosive to wood.
The dock smells terrible. It smells like a frat boy.
Smells like a nightclub.
To even call it a dock would be foolish because there's really only a few waterlogged planks remaining, hanging sort of drunkenly from twisted nails.
Twisted nails? Foreshadow.
A path you can see beyond.
That's a talented DM right there.
You can see beyond the shattered dock is a path leading up towards a small stone building atop a low hill nearby. You can see that in the distance. Everyone roll a perception check.
I'll roll over my 20, Sev. 20.
Natural 20 for Gormley.
Ooh! All right. I got a 23 this time. Still good.
Ooh. 26.
It's 26 for Gormley as well.
All of you, as you are maybe 5-10 feet from the shore, see a bloated corpse of an orc tangled in the nearby reeds.
Ooh. Let's approach it.
Yeah. Just a regular-sized orc.
Regular-sized orc. A super orc! No. regular-sized orc.
Okay.
Cautiously approach it to examine.
So wait, we get to the shore?
Get to the shore, you tie the boat to the what's left of the pilings.
Yeah.
Gormley's going to cast Mage Armor.
Okay. Noted.
2 hours pass.
Lurk is going
to... 2 hours later.
Lurk is going to say...
The boat is tied.
Benverine, come.
And oh, by the way, I took the buckler plus one that we found. Because I don't think anyone else can use it anyway, so...
The mud-caked... Buckler, did you clean it?
And I cleaned it.
Yeah. Did you roll a clean check?
I took 20.
Okay. Good.
Just good answer.
It says here in the book.
I cast cleanse on it.
Did you prepare a cleanse?
I did, and then I used
it. It's a fifth level cleric spell.
I know.
I cast wish. I used
my scroll.
Okay, so you guys are at the foot of the hill, and you can see leading up to the hill corpses of both orcs and direwolves.
What? Whoa.
This may be like one and a half bodies of direwolves, and then three corpses of orcs.
And how were they killed? Does it look like all like kind of axe wound kind of situations? Or slashing?
Looks like slashing.
Any natural like attacks? Is it like claws?
One has an arrow right through its eye.
Okay.
Another one looks like it was hit with some sort of slashing weapon.
Would it make sense that the knights are human, right?
Yeah.
Would it make sense that the knights were beset upon by orcs and that this was their defense of their?
But then where are they?
Can I? No, sure. But I'm just saying, like theoretically, this could be a theory.
That's what your initial impression is.
Okay. All right.
That's a good way of putting it.
Can I pull an arrow out of one that's on the ground maybe that didn't get there and look for any insignias, and then if I find any I'll show it to
Acme.
If found, return to Steve.
property of the Twisted Nail. Yeah, property of the
Twisted Nail. No, it looks like a
regular. No postage required.
Call Grenzel Deck.
You can tell that it was fletched by craftsman.
Okay.
Can I roll a knowledge local to see if the Twisted Nails, the twisted nails,
if their calling sign is leaving a twisted nail behind?
No, to see if they often travel with direwolves, because Screed was always accompanied by a direwolf.
I just want to know who these craftsmen are that fletched these arrows.
You didn't like Fletch?
I love Fletch. I watched Fletch a week ago.
I'm just glad that he could tell it was fletched by a craftsman.
He's 6'3", 6'5", with the afro.
I almost said felched. That's gross. Oh, don't say that.
I'm glad you got that. I gave you that
the arrow was felched. He throws it at the ground. Get it out of here.
Sorry.
You can roll a knowledge local.
16.
The only sense that you get is that you saw Screed had it, and you would think that it would be common among these wild orcs to make their companions with woodland creatures. Is it a sign that a direwolf means that they're this group or this group? You don't know that.
Are they all orcs? Are there any half-orcs?
These are all full-blooded orcs.
Do they have any insignias on their person? Markings?
We're going to search all the bodies that we can.
Do any of them have magical falchions?
No.
Damn it. You didn't even have me roll.
Yeah, they all have the basic weapons that you've seen before. No special armor, no real gold between them. Maybe you can, if you want to loot the bodies, you might find 5 or 6 gold between them. They're, mercenaries or...
Would it be like somewhat common knowledge that would orcs attack a way station like this by boat? Like, do they move by boat and attack by boat ever, or is it all like land attacks? Would they just be coming from another settlement overland to attack?
You don't know for sure. Like, you don't have any. Like, you would know, but from back in the day, though, by any means necessary. But you would think in the Hold of Belkson that they would come from somewhere else in the land.
And there are no other boats. Yeah, that's a good sign.
That's what I was going to end the thing. So you guys are at the bottom of the hill, and you see these bodies littered up. And what's the party order look like? Are you guys, is someone stealthing ahead? Is someone just kind of like, let's go, playing the flute?
Can I do a survival check to see if there is any indication of retreating like armored troops that, you know, were like falling back in this attack? Uh-huh.
Sure.
Take a look.
I'll do it too.
Yeah, just I got 13.
Not worth it. Not even worth saying.
Yes. Footprints are going every which way.
Just a battle. Okay. Yeah. All right. So
roll would have given you something.
Yeah, I had a feeling. All right. So we'll start approaching. Lork will go up front with Ben Vereen, and I'll also do a perception check just for danger up at the way station. If there's anyone looking at us, or if there's any, you know, arrows pointed through any windows. Ooh, 25.
That's 26. A perception check.
Yeah, perception.
You see ahead of you the stone building on the left. Connected to it are stables and you hear...
What?
Coming from the area of the stables. From the stone building, there are stairs leading up to a small platform and a door that enters into the stone building. To the right is the stables where you hear that.
I think we approach the stables.
Yes.
Yeah, Lurk will slowly approach.
I'm behind you.
No one has knowledge nature, do they?
I do.
You should, oh, yeah. You might be able to tell what kind of...
Yeah.
Can I roll a knowledge nature?
Knowledge nature?
Is that relevant?
You can try it.
Natural 20 on the knowledge nature. Oh,
it's so weird that you lied about so many rolls tonight.
I have rolled better tonight than I have in my entire time playing.
11 for Lurk.
A knowledge nature to try and figure out what that sound is.
Yeah.
What species it's coming from.
28 over here. Big shot.
What you gather from 28... is whatever it is not a medium-sized creature making that noise.
Mm. Great. It's got a lot of bass.
In fact, it may be medium-sized creature. I mean, not medium-sized creatures.
So it might be giants. Multiple large creatures. All right, so let's steel ourselves for battle and move forward.
Yep.
So do you move up to the stable?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I cast Gunslinger's Armor.
Gunslinger's Armor? What the hell is that?
I just think.
who are you all of a sudden?
Is anyone stealthing, or is everyone kind of going up?
Stealth. I mean, I assume it's as stealthy as possible.
Clunky McArmor over here is going to stealth up.
Yeah, I mean, I have a low check.
Okay, if you're going to lead the group, I'll let the person leading the party stealth.
That would be Ben Vereen. Do you want Ben Vereen?
Ben Vereen can look back and like give you the whole two. Enemies.
All right. Fair enough.
I actually have a stealth score.
But do you want to be head of the party?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Ooh,
tough, strong words, Gunslinger.
Stealth up there. Fuck. 15 stealth.
Fuck. With a 15 stealth. I only rolled a 14%.
Yes.
Nice. You kind of stealth ahead. You tell the other guys, stand back for a second. You look around the stables, and you see two dire wolves feasting on the corpse of a horse.
Shh, please. We could fuck these things up in no
time. Why do you hate horses? Troy.
Yeah, Troy. Troy personally.
I changed all the things they feast on to be horses.
How far away are they from me, and how far away is the party from me?
The party is 10 feet behind you, and they are 25 feet away.
25.
Because 20 would be too easy.
Well played, Troy. Apparently you looked at Baron's character sheet.
You can see, and you know, I'll give you a little more information. You see a hitching post standing outside a simple stable with two stalls built along the eastern wall of the way station, okay? Clearly, you would think two horses are normally housed here, and they are not. There are a bunch of, like, black-tipped javelins piercing the flanks of the horse, and the direwolves are just kind of eating around it.
I do a perception check to see if I can hear or see any evidence of recent humanoid movement.
Okay, roll a perception check.
That is a 26.
You see it, the sign of the same kind of thing that Lork was seeing. You just see struggle, and then there are footprints going into the way station itself.
Can I walk into the way station from here? How far away is it?
Well, the party's behind you. Like, you can all go back. Like, they're closer to the door than you are. The way station is connected to the stables. Okay, the stables make up the eastern wall. But then, as you were walking up, in front of you was a little stairs going up to a platform and a door that leads into the way station. You guys went around to the right and saw, well, you saw at least.
This is what I make this hand signal to the party. Party, look at me. I go.
Really good for radio.
So great for a podcast.
Did you guys all get that at home?
Yep. Yeah. So I did a bang bang signal, and then I asked for a thumbs up inquisitively.
Lork gave a thumbs up.
All right, I take a hazard another 5 steps towards the wolves. Actually, are they large creatures?
They are indeed large creatures.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to take 5 foot closer to them.
And what is your plan?
To shoot one of them?
With my gun?
The reason I ask is because we'll all have to roll for initiative.
Yeah! All right.
I thought, hey, maybe we could end the episode here. I said, you know what? Fuck it. We're doing the combat.
Yeah!
We're going to do a longer episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. I'm going to start with Ben Vereen this time. Oh, should have started with Lord. All
right. Nine.
All right.
Nine, four, Galabra.
Gormley rolled a natural one.
Oh, no, Gorms. Whoa. We need those hexes, dog.
So that's an eight for Gormley.
All right, so it's going to be, what's going on? Who got above 20? Anybody?
Nope.
Oh, Lork got 18.
And Ben Vereen?
17.
Baron?
15.
All right, but it is a surprise round, and Baron, you act first.
So Baron,
because he's the only one that knows there's two direwolves, right?
Right. So think of it as
we know there are enemies,
right?
Know,
yeah. Baron gives you the signal, bang bang, them. He steps up 5 feet, gets up close and deadly, and he fires his gun.
He steps to the beat.
He steps to the beat. Boop boop beep.
So he's going to do deadly aim, point blank shot, and up close and deadly on these motherfuckers.
I've had this sailing sound going on for far too long. I just realized.
Sailing.
Me away to always roll.
That is a 14 against touch AC.
14 against touch AC, and they're flat-footed. Not that it matters, because you hit them.
Nice.
So that is 7. Oh, no, I already did that. So that's 7 plus 5 is 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage. All
nice
right.
Nice opening volley.
Is that the lead, Direwolf?
And I move...
They're kind of equidistant to Chown on the same...
Should I move 10 feet back towards you guys?
Well, you moved 5 feet up to take that
shot.
Oh,
right, right, right. Okay. So I rapid reload.
Okay, so you rapid reload, and you're within 20 feet. Okay, it is now Lork's turn. Lork, you are...
Can I see them?
You're 15 feet from the curve, and then it would take another 5 feet to get within 20, but you don't see
them.
Well,
I hear the gunshot, so I have to go around a corner or somewhere?
Yeah, all you right, hear the gunshot. Yeah, okay. Because you guys are like skulking along the wall, and Baron sneaks up ahead, stealths up ahead, looks around the corner, sees this, tells you, I'm going to shoot him, steps up 5 feet and shoots him. So now Baron's out of your sight.
Okay, so I'm going to run up to where Baron is.
Uh-huh.
And then I can see?
You can see, yeah. You see two direwolves eating a horse.
So I will run up to where Baron is, just kind of like 5 feet behind him. Wait, I can only move 20 feet.
Yeah, so you can get within, you can do range combat, but it's going to take you another turn.
But I can get
to
him.
It's going to take you, Gormley, and Galabras to all get up to them, but probably Gormley and Galabras don't need to get up there. It's going to take you turns.
So I'm going to get up there. I'm going to tell Ben Vereen to come to me
as
my action, my free push action this round, and then I'm going to fire with my bow.
Okay.
At the direwolf that has a bullet wound.
Right, so the one bleeding out of its side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
26 to hit.
Yes.
It's a natural 19 with the falchion. It's a critical,
that's
but
a
not
crit.
With a bow. Not with a bow.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
And they're flat footed because they haven't gone yet in the first round.
Yeah,
and
but remember, this is my new upgraded bow, which is
awesome.
Definitely.
All right. And it is six points of damage.
6 points of damage. All right. So this the first direwolf, boom, hit with a bullet, boom, hit with an arrow. Pissed off.
Yeah.
Ben Vereen.
Ben Vereen is going to come to
right,
Lork.
Followed, he followed
and,
you.
Yeah, and that's all he's going to do for this round. He just comes to Lork because he doesn't know what the danger is. He doesn't know anything that's going on.
Okay,
so,
Ben Vereen comes, and now it is Baron's actual turn.
Baron, what is it? Oh, yeah, he shoots the wolf again.
Same wolf?
Yep.
The wolf.
Well, actually, they're 20 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
There are two of them?
Yep, there's two of them. And there's a 5 foot space between them.
I almost want to use my
doing this one all theater of the mind.
I almost want to use my flare cartridge to blind them. I only have one left though, and I feel like that
wait,
might be.
Wait, Baron's going again?
Yeah, he acted
that
in a surprise round.
Round.
Now it's his actual initiative order.
I was thinking about using my flare cartridge on them, but I think that'd be better against a larger group of humanoid people.
Yeah, could only have one left. Yeah. I would just shoot him.
Okay,
shoot him, Dad.
Shoot her!
That is a 22 to hit.
Definite hit.
And I do 6 points of damage.
6 points. All right. And now, the wolves. First wolf comes up to Baron. Tries to bite. Natural 20.
No.
Rolls to confirm. 14.
Does not confirm.
No confirmation. No confirmation. Okay, he still is going to do some damage. He does 14 points of damage, maxed damage on Baron, and then attempts to trip. So, like, latches on your leg with his jaws and tries to pull you down to the ground. Just shake you to death. And it is a 14 against your CMD.
Failure.
All right, so you're not tripped, but you did take 14 points of damage. And now it is the other wolf's turn. The other wolf runs up to Lork and tries to do the same exact thing. Goes to bite Lork. Oh, definitely bites Lork with a 25. And hits Lork for 12 points of damage. Just, again, locks onto your leg and then tries to pull you to the ground, Lork. What would Ben do? And it will be a 15 against your CMD. I believe your CMD is a 19. Whoa. Am I right?
What are you, creeping on my shit?
I just like listening to the past episodes so I can smile. So you are both not tripped, but you both take a good chunk out of your leg, Gormley.
So can I see Lork get hit, or is he also around the corner?
You just hear bang, whoosh, bang, and then
Okay, so I'm going to...
That was pretty accurate. Like listening to Baldur's Gate back in the day.
Time for a little bit of the rough and tumble.
You're 15 feet away from the corner where you can turn and see this action.
All right, Gormley will run up to the corner so she can see what's going on.
Okay.
And so she sees this two wolves, one engaged with Baron, one engaged with Lork.
Correct.
All right.
There we go. A little exertion, I
think. Gormley's going to evil eye the wolf that... is with Baron for its attack rolls.
Okay, that is the one that's already taken significant damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Baron, I think Baron is has got hit worse. I can see that.
You can see that. Yep.
So I'm going to evil eye.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And its will save is 18.
It passes. So for one round, it has a. For one round, it has a -2 to its attack rolls.
-2 attack.
Thank you.
To the one that just took a almost critted Baron.
So you better kill it now.
Galabras.
I'm going to move up. So, can I move within sight of one of the wolves to shoot with a ranged attack?
Yes, absolutely, because they've moved up. You'll take the -4 because they're in melee, but you can move 15 feet up and shoot with a -4 at either the one that's attacking Baron, that looks like it's taking more damage, or the one that's attacking Lork.
All right, I'm going to shoot the one that's looked like it's taking more damage.
Okay, that's the one attacking Baron.
That's 8.
The arrow sails past and hits Benverin.
God damn it.
Okay, round two, Lork.
Baron? Is it?
No.
Baron, surprise round. So there's a direwolf right in front of me. So I will sheathe the bow, I'll drop the bow, draw the falchion.
Is that provoke or no? You have
it's quick draw. Yeah,
quick draw. That's right. I always forget you have quick draw.
So he'll pull that out, take a swing at the guy, and miss.
God damn it!
Fuck.
Okay. Missed.
But you know who can make up for the faults of the father? Benverin.
Yes, Ben.
So Ben's right next.
As part of his free action, he's going to say attack. Now I still got to roll for
Ben.
It,
is
though. That's the thing. Well, I guess the thing already attacked me, so is it cool that
I meant Ben says attack?
No.
Why can't you tell it to attack?
Because technically he doesn't know the trick for another 4 days, like guaranteed.
Well, you got to push it, don't you?
Yeah, so I.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I got to push it to attack.
Ooh!
I got it, actually.
You pushed it?
Yeah, I pushed it. 26 on the handle animal, and nice. Then he will...
Well, he was right next to me, and the thing attacked me. So is he in full attack action range, Ben?
You told him to come last round, and he's right next to you. The wolf came up. Yeah, he's diagonal. Like, you're right there, and Ben Vereen's right there. Yeah, you can go full attack on it.
So full attack action. Claw hits. Well, I assume the AC is 20. It's 20.
Yeah, 20 hits.
So hit 16 on the second claw.
Yeah, hit.
Hit. So one claw does 2 damage. Another claw does 2 damage. And then bite, 12, 13.
Miss.
Okay.
So what does Ben do? Is he biting at its legs or like he just kind of...
Yeah.
Okay. Baron.
Baron's going to take a 5-foot step back and shoot the wolf that is wounded already.
Okay.
10 against touch.
10 against touch.
We really have to get a gun sound effect. Yeah.
The bullet on the misses the wolf.
Ooh.
And now.
Rapid reload.
It is the wolf's turn. With a -2 to attack, courtesy of Gormley, goes to bite Baron and misses. Yeah, 11. and then the other wolf goes to bite Ben Vereen because it felt this like nibbling in its ankles. Goes to bite Ben, 24.
Yeah, that hits.
He hits Ben for, are you ready? 13 points of damage.
Oh, no. Fuck.
And then attempts to drag Ben to the ground right through the mud and trip him.
Oh, that's awful.
How do you trip a 4-legged animal?
And it's a 20. Just knocks him prone, I'm assuming, his CMD is.
Oh, you know what's interesting? His stats layout, and he has a higher CMD against trip than any other thing.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. That's
probably because he's so low to the ground, yeah.
Yeah. He's a squat trip, creature. His trip CMD is 32.
Oh, so he doesn't trip?
No, I'm just kidding. It's not that high. Oh. He does trip.
That would make sense, though, bro.
I know. He's this tiny little 4-legged animal.
So
he's like a squirrel. How do you trip a squirrel?
13 points of damage. It falls to the ground. And I'm assuming it begins raging.
Yes.
And it is now Gormley's turn.
Gormley will hex the wolf that just tripped Ben, Vereen.
He will attempt
evil eye to hex. Attack rolls.
Okay. And it rolled a 9.
So it fails.
Okay.
And so I'll cackle to extend to 7 rounds.
And now Galabras.
I'm going to fire... You know what? I'm going to cast True Strike on myself.
Ah!
My fire first level domain spell.
Okay, round 3. Lork. Lork, you just see your new friend. You just taught him the basics of attack.
He looks like, no, Ben!
And it worked.
And
but
he
now
will,
he's
going to... Lork is going to swing 23 to hit with the Falchion.
23 hits.
Oh, hell yeah. And he'll do...
hella damage?
11 points of damage.
Hella damage.
Nice job.
There you go. Now, wait a minute. Is the one that's attacking me the one that did not take bullet and arrow damage?
Correct. Okay. That one has only been hit by you and Ben Vereen at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, Baron, you attacked the first. Baron came
Skid's
up.
Skid's never going to get over it.
It's so crazy.
Baron snuck up, shot one. You came up, arrowed it. Then Baron shot it again. And then one came up and attacked Baron. Baron's been dealing with that one. The other one came up and attacked you. And then Ben Vereen bit it. And then it attacked Ben Vereen. Right. And you just slashed it with the falchion.
Right.
Just to give you a little recap. Speaking of Ben Vereen, he's up.
Okay, Ben Vereen's up for 3
rounds. Not really up, he's tripped.
He's a... Oh, right. So he can't do the...
Tripped and
raged. Well, I mean, he's got no choice, so he's going to...
Attempt to stand.
Attempt to get up on his feet.
Which will provoke. From Le Wolf.
But he'll stand up with rage.
22 to hit Ben Vereen.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that hits.
And it's for 11 points of damage, so it sees him getting up, and it just smells fresh prey. And just 11 points of damage.
He's unconscious and dying.
Oh, no.
Unconscious Ben! And dying. So it doesn't matter that he's tripped. but somebody better stabilize Ben. And now it is Baron's turn.
Baron's got to get... He's feeling a little desperate. 5-foot step back from the wolf that just missed. And we'll get up close and deadly.
Okay. So you've just been kind of backing up since you got here. Backing up, pile.
That is a 18 against touch AC.
18 hits.
And that is 15 points of damage.
Yeah.
The beautiful wolf topples to
yes!
the
ground.
Yeah. There we point go. Back.
One down. Yes.
Grit point.
And now it is the one standing wolf's remaining his turn. He goes to bite Lork. And misses with a 13, I'm assuming.
Good, yeah.
And now it is Gormley's turn.
Do you want me to stabilize Ben Vereen over there, Galabras?
He cast True Strike on himself, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so I'll cast Stabilize on Ben Vereen.
Do you have to touch him?
Nope.
Okay, so you just... Vroom. Wow, that's really nice.
Oh, that's so nice.
You guys
nice.
Are all and then, a good unit.
We love that fucking Wolverine, dog.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to say Ben Vereen does things like rage. And claw things a lot more on the podcast.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
And
yeah.
I'll cackle some more to extend the hex on the okay. on that Wolverine.
I would think that the wolf may want to roll an intelligence check next round to decide if he's going to attack Lork or if he's going to go after the fresh meat that is dying in front of him with Ben Vereen.
Oh,
but Galabras, you have true strike.
Horrible,
fucking prick.
You do that and watch your fan base plummet.
All right. Yeah, seriously. You know how much people love fucking Ben Vereen? Like, the actual Ben Vereen and the one on the podcast?
Yeah, but don't be pressured by the audience.
Yeah, don't.
He is such a winning performer. I just will well, see anything he does.
We've got magic to do. All right. I'm going to once... So I'm going to shoot at the one that is menacing...
There's only one up.
Ben Vereen.
Right, that's the only
oh,
one
that's
left.
Right.
Now, okay, you take a minus four to attack, but you get a plus 20 with true strike.
Plus 20 to...
Cumulative plus 16.
Yeah, so it's a 31 to hit.
Boom, the arrow just right into its flank.
And where's my fucking 8? There it is. Thank you. 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
That sounded good.
It howls out in pain.
Oh.
That was good. Was that Sirenscape or just the great guys in this room? It is now Lork's turn.
Oh, Lork is furious. If he had rage powers, he'd use them right now. In a non-mechanical rage, Lork swings down with a falchion at this thing in fury. For what it looks to him like he's killed Ben Vereen.
Crit.
He's like, no! Crit!
Get out of here!
Oh, yeah! 18, natural 18.
Shut up. Shut up.
Confirm. Natural 18.
Confirm is what, times 3 for a falchion?
No, times 2. It's 18 to 20, though. 18 to 20. Does not
confirm. Oh, no.
I rolled a 3 on the confirm.
Oh. God damn it.
What is that with your bonus
to hit? It's 11.
11 now.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fucker. Shit.
God damn it. That was such perfect too, timing. Yeah.
God, that would have been awesome.
All right. Here we go. Oh, that's good. 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. It's still alive.
Fuck. And Ben Vereen is stabilized, so he does not have to roll a constitution save at the moment.
Ben Vereen is stabilized. The wolf looks at Ben Vereen, but because you just hit it with a falchion, it goes to bite you.
All right. Good choice.
And it rolls a 14 to hit.
Misses. Off misses, the armor.
Because you got yeah. your real armor on.
Yep.
Got all right. Metal armor going. And now it is Gormley's turn.
Don't I go after?
Oh, I'm sorry. You go after... Ben Vereen.
Yeah.
So you should have went before the wolf did.
Yeah, I just
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Want to talk.
Hey, okay, motherfucker.
Baron, you're up before the wolf.
Time to put this Lobo to bed.
Minus 4 to attack.
Ah!
So that is a 23 minus 4, 19 against touch AC, and that is 7 points of damage.
And the wolf falls.
Yes! Does Baron do anything else other than kill things instantly at will?
I've been waiting to put my hot... gun barrel on someone's wound to stop bleeding, but that has not just happened in the game yet. So
yeah,
I can do that too.
Everyone roll.
It's a shame Gormley stabilized.
Everyone roll a perception check.
Oh shit! Here comes the rest of the army. The,
fuck.
19.
18.
13. 11. Lork, you hear it's coming possibly from inside the way station a what sounds like a female voice. Cry out in pain.
Oh, fuck that.
Guess we'll have to find out what happens next week.
Oh, we're going in. That's what happens next week.
We're going to run away and never come back.
Stop it, Glover.
No, you're right. We should go in.
Steal yourself.